Good morning. Greetings in Christ's name this morning. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. This morning, there are many different reasons, probably, why we are here this morning. A lot of us have many different reasons that we like to come here. And I'd like to talk about one of those. I suspect even the children look forward to coming here, although maybe not all of them look forward to sitting still for an hour or two. Or do you like that part? That's normal. I didn't either at your age. But there are some things that you like about coming to church, I'm sure. Seeing your friends or hearing stories, Bible stories, Sunday school classes. I'm sure you're here because you want to be here. And I was thinking about that. What is one of the reasons I like to come to church? And the one reason that I really enjoy it and look forward to it is it's a place to get away from the noise. Now we heard when Brother Philip was here a couple weeks ago about the importance, and I've heard different of our ministers stress at the importance of having quiet time to be alone with God on a daily basis. And to me, coming to church is one of those times. It's a time when we have a quiet time with God, and the noise can't follow us here if we don't let it follow us. I'd like to talk this morning about noise and about silence. Noise, meaning the definition of noise this morning as I am talking about it, is anything that keeps our heart from hearing or communicating or connecting with God. And silence meaning not so much a lack of racket as having a quiet, restful spirit. Isaiah 30, verse 15 says, "In quietness and confidence shall be your strength." And in Lamentations 3:26, it says, "It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." Now, all of us here have different lifestyles. Some of us can probably prioritize our lives better than others, organize it better so that we have more time for quiet time. I know that's not one of my strong points. Seems like some days it just feels like you were putting out fires all day. You get one put out, and then you think that's taken care of, and then something else crops up. It just feels like you've been at it all day putting out fires, and of course that's very stressful. Our children have some of our children sometimes, and I'm sure yours do too, sometimes we'll say, "Let's do something. This is boring. Let's do something that's not boring." And I have kind of a standard answer that goes something like this. I'll say, "Boring is good. Boring is peace, quiet, rest. I like boring." I came across this saying. It says, "People are like music. Some speak the truth and others are just noise." That's kind of hard on people. And I'd like to focus on the noise part and not especially on the persons, because after all, we're all in the same boat. There's three kinds of noise that kind of came to my mind. I'll talk about the first one. It's about the noise that we choose. I think especially of the time before I was converted and the sinful life I led and the things I found myself in. And sometimes in a quiet moment, I would hear God speaking. It would go something like this. What you are doing is not right. What you are doing is living in sin. You need to make things right. What if you would die today? And instead of heeding to that voice, I would rush back to the noise where I couldn't hear it. And I think we can do that now too sometimes. Instead of dealing with issues, we can rush back to the noise where we can't hear things that should be dealt with. I'm going to read a portion in Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they wake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Two things stand out in this portion. The request for help came out of great need, and it wasn't worded very properly either. Carest thou not that we perish? They spoke from their heart. And the response of Jesus was immediate and total. Everything was still. And there are times in our lives when we need to just simply ask Jesus, Carest thou not that we perish? And he will still the storms. The second one I'd like to talk about a little bit is just simply the noise of life. Sometimes it can be overwhelming, grief, pain, busyness, and interacting with the world on a daily basis. The noise of the world is loud. We cannot value the things that the world values, or be partners with the world, or do things the way the world does, or view things the way the world does, or experience the things the way the world experiences them, and still live apart from the world. Those things tend to follow us if we are too much a part of the world. The more we try to do that, the louder the noise is. One thing I've observed is that often when seekers from the world come to the more conservative churches, that's one of the main reasons they have is they're trying to get away from the noise. They want to go to a quiet, peaceful life. And that's good. Many different noises in our life. Distraction, worry, noise of sickness, noise of being patted on the back. Self-pity, selfishness, pride, all can create noise to keep us from connecting with God. Mark 4:19 says, And the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the lusts of other things entering in choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. The noise can cause us to become unfruitful. And the third one I'd like to talk about a little bit is not having noise in the church as a body. This is an observation, just my own. If a church has a lot of noise, it tends to lose a lot of members. It is so important that the church provide a sanctuary that we can work together in harmony and unity. I'm truly glad for that this morning, that I can be a part of a church that I see as working together in harmony and unity. I came across an interesting verse in 1 Kings 6. Verse 7, it's referring to the temple being built. And in verse 7, it says this, And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house when it was in the building. I don't know how they did that, and I don't really know why, but it has something to do with reverence and awe. And It has something to do with working in harmony and unity with one another in a quiet way without making noise. I think it's a picture of the church today, how the church should be today. I'd like to just invite each one here this morning. I think the Lord values quietness and wishes every one of us to have a quiet and restful spirit this morning. And I would invite all of you who are here to just leave the noise and just prepare to enjoy the service in quietness and reverence. May we drink it in and absorb it, rest, be invigorated, be inspired by whatever God has for us. I would like to sing song number 115 now, if you would lead that.
Oh,
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity this morning. We are here in humility and we want to hear what you have for us. Lord, we don't want the distractions and the noise to keep us from hearing what you have for us. Thank you for each one here. May you bless each heart. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.